Hi there, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist, author of a few books, and my new book, The Book Decision Making Mastery, is going to be coming out in the next 2 to 3 months as I record this. Welcome to this podcast, the Life Masterclass series, coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali, and it is actually very beautiful. It's been tipping it down with rain of late, but that's a good thing because it means it's been quite cool here in Bali. So I hope it's beautiful in whatever way it is, wherever you are listening to this. So thank you for joining me for today's podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about this idea, and I was first introduced to it by a coach that I follow, and I've followed for a few years, the idea that what got us to where we are now is the thing holding us back from going to the next level. So let me say that again. So whatever it is that we did in particular ways that got us to the level of success that we've experienced in our life may be the very thing that's holding us back from going to the next level. And I was just talking to someone recently, and this came to mind as I was sort of looking at, you know, and I've known this person for some time, so I was looking at how they do things. And they're very much about very organized, you know, lining things up and very structured. And, you know, they were talking to me about my 6-month program that I've got coming up, consolidation to breakthrough. They were saying, so what's the structure and layout? And I said, well, there's a certain structure to it, but when it comes to coaching versus training, a lot of the times the best and most effective coaching sessions I've had with individuals are the ones I don't necessarily have a set plan going into it. I just go deeply into that conversation and I trust that the right stuff will be presented in the right way as we're having the right conversation and being very intuitive about that process. So for this person that I'm talking about, you know, very structured in how they do things, very organized, wanting to know exactly what was happening, I was sort of saying that, you know, it's the idea of being less organized. Now, this doesn't mean you need to completely throw out your organizational skills, but it might be less dependency on having things structured in a particular way and allowing a little bit more organicness to come into it. And the other thought I had at the same time in this conversation was, we only know what we know and we don't know what we don't know. We only know what we know, I'm sure you get that, but we don't know what we don't know. So if I'm sort of very structured and very rigid in my plans of how to do things, that is all based on what I know and doesn't include what I don't know, which is outside and periphery to that. So if I'm rigidly following my plan that I came up with what I know and leaving out the stuff I don't know, it might be that my plan isn't the best plan. But because I'm so focused on being this structured, organized person who sort of does all these things in a specific order, I might actually get a result that's not as good as it could potentially be. I may get results that are similar or maybe a little bit better than what I've attained before, but not, you know, whole next level, not 10 times greater than anything that I've ever done before, which I think is the possibility. So if I sort of spin that back around on myself and I look at myself, very much I think the successes I've had in my life are very much about forcing things, you know, like just working hard, grunting, pushing, you know, doing the hours, pounding things out, like that sort of thing, whether it's writing books or producing programs or trainings or whatever it is that I've done. And what I realized at some stage was my evolution next level is me actually becoming more organic, me being more of a creative force and allowing less trying to force things and like sitting back and like creatively letting things flow to the surface, going somewhere and being in more stillness and quietness rather than in the busyness. And in that stillness and quietness, you know, hearing the messages about what I truly do want to be doing, what I do want to create, what I think is the thing that is of most value, like, you know, really just, you know, letting those things sort of weave their way through my consciousness. And that is very much different to how I lived life before. And I think in this new evolution of myself, where I become more organic and less structured, I think I have more success. And it might be success measured in different ways. It might be, you know, I've got a fantastic lifestyle. I've got, you know, a fantastic place I live in. So my measures of success for me too, I've looked at, and I obviously wrote a book called The Guidebook to Authentic Success. So I think I'm more authentically successful now as I've used this more organic path than in the past. So that's my sort of impression of my application of this idea of what got me to where I am is holding me back from the next level. And as I transitioned into a new way of being, a new way of showing up, I think I've got a different level of results, which have definitely fitted more into the fabric of this authentic success, as opposed to, a success which is externally validated and measured in, you know, how much money I have and how big a business I have and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, more of the internal success, that authentic success. So that's my thing for you, is how you can use this practically is have a look at, you know, step back and say, what is it that has got me to the level of success that I've had, or, you know, got me to the level of where I'm at? And if I wanted to go to the next level, like the 10 times level, what would I need to do differently? What's got me to here, and, you know, what thinking, feeling, behaving has got me to here, and what might be the opposite of that? And explore that and see what comes up for you. So to see what could stepping into something new and different and 180 degrees look like for me, and then give it a go. Step into it, try it in little pieces, get some feedback on what comes back for you as you do this particular thing. So again, I'm all about like trying different things, but try them in bite-sized pieces until you like get a sense of like, yes, actually this is making a difference, and then you might go all in. So let me know if you have any questions on that, or again, if you've got any topics you want me to discuss or any questions you have that you'd like me to bring forward, don't hesitate to reach out and ask me about those. As I said, I've got, I think I've got one or two places still left for the 6-month program, Consolidation to Breakthrough. Some details down below or in the show notes to find out a little bit more information about that. And again, this 6 months is a good period of time to do that internal work and get a little bit more clear about what it is you truly want. And I'm a big one on choose your lifestyle first and then build everything around that. And that's definitely going to be a big piece of what we work on there. So if you're interested in that, check it out. Reach out to me. I'd love to help you out. If you want to stay in touch with me, make sure you check out my website, karmasi.com. Sign up for my newsletter there, and I'll keep you posted on things, particularly when this new book is coming out. And if you haven't already signed up, when you sign up, you get access to my audiobook version of The Guidebook to Happiness. So do check that out. Otherwise, I hope that you're having an absolutely fantastic day wherever you are on this gorgeous, incredible planet of ours. All the very best, and take care.